This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. Let's talk about fees, please. Again, it's important. Despite our best efforts, many Canadians still do not understand how investment fees work or what they're paying and how that impacts their returns over time. That's why we've invited Dale Roberts here. He is a former advertising writer and creative director. He started Cut the Crap Investing, and his mission is to help Canadians discover what he calls the benefits of lower fees. He joins us now. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce.
Why on earth did you leave a job to move to Tangerine as an advisor and now to create this blog?
My wife asked the same question.
Yes.
And keep cutting
when
my salary?
When she tries to pay the groceries mortgage, and you're like, what? This was a terrible idea.
Unfortunately, I'm a kept man, so I will admit to that.
Well done.
You know, it's just I've always been an investment nut. I was always talking about investments all day to ad people who didn't give a crap. And I'd said if I could ever find anyone to pay me to talk about investments all day, I would take the job and go do it.
And so you left to Tangerine.
I somehow answered an ad in some way through Canadian Couch Potato, actually. They had a little bit of a notice, and I talked my way into the job somehow.
In 2 to 3 sentences, tell me why you think Canadians should get really focused on the fees that they're paying.
Really is, if you look to the book, let's say, you know, Beat the Bank, written by Larry Bates. It says fees are a wealth destroyer. They can eat up, you know, 40, 50, 60% of your potential earnings over time. And like some of those ads say, you could make 30, 40, 50, even I'd say even 100% more by cutting your fees. They just have such a negative compounding effect.
And the fees are paying for something. So let's give credit to the awesome advisors out there, the full service advisors, of which there are many. And I wouldn't say I'm a defender of them, but I would say there is a role for financial advisors in our culture. They deserve to be paid. So where's the balance?
The balance is just the fees just have to be reasonable, right? I like the idea of separating the advice from the fee structures, whereas, you know, there's advice-only planners now. Not saying that's the only great kind, but I think that's a good way. So you know that it's conflict-free advice and that you can go get your advice, pay for it a la carte, your financial planning, if you will, and then move on to low-fee investing, which is typically ETFs. Could be build your own ETF portfolio, one of those one ticket, which some of the listeners may have heard of, or even go to a Canadian robo-advisor. I really like the robo idea. And I think that's the answer, actually, for maybe not, you know, the vast majority, but a good chunk of Canadians where they can get advice, certain levels, and low-fee products.
Pretty limited advice. I mean, I think what the robos are great at is investment management. Diversified investment management, if you've got a low dollar amount that you're investing on a monthly basis, great, but not a lot of advice.
Well, that's why we got to know our robos, and some of them do. Some of them actually have financial planners available. Some of them are more boutique, you know, more of the famous bigger shops than the robo. You're right. It can be a complete digital experience, but there's other ones, such as a Wealth Bar, Just Wealth, where there's a lot of advice available at, Just Wealth. I mean, your file lands on the desk of this, chief investment officer. And that just doesn't happen at another shop. Wealth Bar, Modern Advisor, you can get that fee for service advice a la carte. And then go into their portfolios.
And the robos now have been around for certainly 3 to 5 years in our culture, you know, in our investment culture. And yet there are a lot of people who are reticent to take the leap. Why do you think people are so worried about trusting their money with a robo-advisor?
Yeah, and I've penned on that. I'm quite frustrated in that regard, right? That it's such a great option and they're not making the move. I think they're too Canadian. I've written a post with a title. One of the main reasons is Canadians are just too Canadian, right?
They're what does that mean? We're too good looking. We're too polite. We're too good at hockey. Just we like poutine too much.
Too trusting, too set in their ways. Like, you know, we don't really care about money that much in the way that Americans would. They'll just go into their bank and say, what do you have for me?
Market share wise, it's not a completely different world south of the border. It's not a completely different world. It's not like robos have an 80% market share and a 2% market share.
Right. No, and the robos have not been embraced in North America at all. Like, well, I shouldn't say not at all, but not to the degree that maybe they could. But on the low fee investing on the ETF front, Americans are way ahead, as you may know. There's more assets invested in ETFs in the US than there are mutual funds, where we're still way behind in Canada. We're a little slow on the uptake, if you will. That said, as you know, the last 2 years, ETFs have outsold mutual funds greatly. It's just there's still about $1.6 trillion stuck in mostly poor investment vehicles, if you will.
There's your blog. There's many out there. You mentioned the Canadian Couch Potato and Dan Bortolotti. What's the through line to all of this? What is the message that you keep coming back to over and over again?
Yeah, I think, you know, a mission statement, if you will, says Canadians pay some of the highest fees in the world. There are so many simple, low-fee options available, no matter where you are on the spectrum. And that's what my site is about and others. There's so many easy ways to cut your fees and, you know, get it all, if you will.
You have some model portfolios on your site. Tell us who those are targeted at and where the portfolios come from.
They're really, the ones I've put on the site mostly are the core, if you will, like core classic couch potato, if you will, like Canadian companies, big basket of U.S., international, add some Canadian bonds. So that's kind of the core. What Tangerine was, an advisor at Tangerine, it's really following that model, if you will. I overweight here and there. We all have our biases. But again, they're not really advice. They're starting points for people to have a look. And then I'd probably be the only site on Cut the Crap where I actually go into more smart beta and dividend approach, and then even get into some retirement ideas and planning as well. So that's one area I think there's a lot of appetite. Get a lot of feedback, people saying, well, how do I use these for retirement, right? There's not a lot out there.
You have a link to Seeking Alpha on your site, right? Yeah. Tell our listeners what Seeking Alpha is and why you think it is a helpful resource.
Sure. It's really more on the stock side, if you will, either stock picking or building a stock portfolio. So I've been writing there from about 2012. And again, there's ETF stuff, there's model portfolios, but mostly it's about stock picking. A lot of the site is dangerous at times, if you will, because it's
what do you mean by that?
Well, it's just people throwing out ideas and get a lot of readership.
We should invest in cannabis in Uganda. Yep.
I know this one's going to double. Here's the three best stocks, like all that kind of stuff, which they have no idea, right? I write on just simple techniques and actually index skimming. So my idea is, I'm such a scoundrel that I love indexing and indices, but I'll go in and just buy enough of them to remove the MER and replicate them.
So when you define index skimming?
So for instance,
you'll buy the underlying securities?
Just enough of them, yeah. And it doesn't take many. It's quite surprising how few it takes. So for instance, for our US account for my wife and I, like real monies, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, our real life on the line, if you will. I like Shares Index. I just went in and bought 15 of the largest cap in equal weight fashion, and they track the index almost to a T. I get a little bit of Slido performance so far. Typically, you would want to go down to 20 or 25 maybe, but I have I have a couple of stock picks as well, so I just figured I have 18 U.S. large cap companies. That's enough, and they track.
You love this, don't you?
I love it.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, thank you for spreading the love and joining us to talk about it.
Thank you so much.